Crohn's disease is a type of inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, that affects millions of people worldwide. It's a chronic condition that can cause inflammation in any part of the gastrointestinal GI tract, leading to symptoms like abdominal pain, diarrhea, fatigue, and weight loss. Living with Crohn's disease can be challenging, but with the right management strategies and support, it's possible to lead a full and active life. In this episode, we'll explore the physiology of Crohn's disease, share stories from famous figures and people I know who have faced this condition, and discuss practical tips for managing symptoms and maintaining a good quality of life. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive into the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on Crohn's disease, a condition that can be both physically and emotionally challenging. Whether you're living with Crohn's, supporting someone who is, or just curious about the condition, understanding the physiology, triggers, and management options can make a significant difference in navigating life with this chronic illness. The physiology of Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is a chronic inflammatory condition that primarily affects the digestive tract. It's part of a group of diseases known as inflammatory bowel diseases, IBD, which also includes ulcerative colitis. Unlike ulcerative colitis, which affects only the colon and rectum, Crohn's disease can affect any part of the GI tract, from the mouth to the anus. However, it most commonly affects the end of the small intestine, the ileum, and the beginning of the large intestine, the colon. The exact cause of Crohn's disease isn't fully understood, but it's believed to involve a combination of genetic, environmental, and immune system factors. In people with Crohn's, the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy cells in the GI tract, leading to chronic inflammation. This inflammation can cause damage to the GI tissue, leading to ulcers, strictures, narrowing of the intestines, fistulas, abnormal connections between organs, and other complications. Symptoms of Crohn's disease can vary widely depending on the severity of the inflammation and the part of the GI tract that's affected. Common symptoms include abdominal pain, diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss, and malnutrition. In some cases, Crohn's can also cause extra-intestinal symptoms such as joint pain, skin rashes, and eye inflammation. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Living with Crohn's disease can be a difficult journey, but many people, including well-known public figures, have faced the challenges of this condition with resilience and determination. One famous example is actress Shannon Doherty, known for her roles in Beverly Hills, 90210, and Charmed. Doherty was diagnosed with Crohn's disease in her 20s and has spoken openly about the challenges of living with the condition. She has described how the disease has impacted her life, from dealing with painful flare-ups to managing the emotional toll of a chronic illness. Despite these challenges, Doherty has continued to work in Hollywood and advocate for awareness and understanding of Crohn's disease. Closer to home, my friend Alex was diagnosed with Crohn's disease in his late teens. For Alex, the diagnosis was a shock. He had always been active and healthy, so the sudden onset of symptoms like severe abdominal pain and chronic diarrhea was overwhelming. The condition affected his ability to attend college and participate in sports, which had always been a big part of his life. However, with the support of his family and doctors, Alex learned to manage his symptoms through a combination of medication, diet, and stress management. Over time, he found that by making certain lifestyle changes and working closely with his healthcare team, he could keep his symptoms under control and continue to pursue his passions. Another public figure who has shared his journey with Crohn's disease is comedian and actor Pete Davidson. Davidson, known for his work on Saturday Night Live, was diagnosed with Crohn's in his teens and has spoken candidly about how the disease has affected his life. He has discussed the challenges of managing symptoms, especially while working in a demanding industry, and how he uses humor to cope with the condition. Davidson's openness about his struggles has helped raise awareness of Crohn's disease and provided comfort to others living with the condition. Managing Crohn's disease, treatments, lifestyle adjustments, and support. While there is currently no cure for Crohn's disease, there are several treatments available that can help manage symptoms, reduce inflammation, and improve quality of life. The goal of treatment is to induce and maintain remission, prevent complications, and improve overall well-being. Medication. The cornerstone of Crohn's disease treatment is medication. Several types of drugs are used to reduce inflammation, suppress the immune system, and manage symptoms. These include aminosalicylates, corticosteroids, immunomodulators, and biologic therapies. Aminosalicylates are often used to treat mild to moderate inflammation, while corticosteroids are typically reserved for more severe flare-ups due to their potential side effects. Immunomodulators and biologics are used for long-term management in cases where other treatments aren't effective. Alex was initially prescribed corticosteroids to get his symptoms under control. While they helped reduce the inflammation, he experienced side effects like weight gain and mood swings. His doctor then transitioned him to a biologic therapy, which has been more effective in maintaining remission with fewer side effects. Diet and nutrition. Diet plays a crucial role in managing Crohn's disease. While there is no one-size-fits-all diet for Crohn's, many people find that certain foods can trigger or worsen symptoms. Common triggers include high-fiber foods, fatty foods, dairy, and spicy foods. Working with a dietitian who specializes in IBD can help identify trigger foods and create a personalized eating plan that supports digestive health. Pete Davidson has spoken about how he had to drastically change his diet after being diagnosed with Crohn's. He found that cutting out certain foods and focusing on easily digestible options helped reduce his symptoms and improve his energy levels. He also emphasized the importance of staying hydrated and getting enough nutrients, especially during flare-ups when it's difficult to eat a full meal. Lifestyle adjustments. Managing stress is another important aspect of living with Crohn's disease, as stress can exacerbate symptoms and trigger flare-ups. Practices like yoga, meditation, and deep breathing exercises can help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Shannon Doherty has shared how she incorporates stress management techniques into her daily routine to help manage her Crohn's symptoms. She practices yoga regularly and finds that it not only helps her manage stress, but also keeps her body strong and flexible, which is important for dealing with the physical challenges of the disease. Surgery. In some cases, surgery may be necessary to manage complications of Crohn's disease, such as strictures, fistulas, or abscesses. Surgery is usually considered when medication and other treatments are not effective in controlling symptoms or when complications arise. While surgery can provide relief from symptoms, it's not a cure, and many people with Crohn's may require multiple surgeries over their lifetime. Alex had to undergo surgery to remove a section of his small intestine that had become severely narrowed due to inflammation. While the surgery was a difficult experience, it provided him with significant relief from his symptoms and allowed him to return to his normal activities. However, he remains vigilant about managing his disease and works closely with his healthcare team to prevent future complications. Support networks. Living with Crohn's disease can be isolating, but having a strong support network can make a big difference. Whether it's through family, friends, support groups, or online communities, connecting with others who understand what you're going through can provide comfort and encouragement. Pete Davidson has often spoken about the importance of having a support system, both in his personal life and in his work. He credits his friends and colleagues with helping him stay positive and focused, even when his symptoms are at their worst. Myths and misconceptions about Crohn's disease. There are many myths and misconceptions about Crohn's disease that can lead to misunderstanding and stigma. One common myth is that Crohn's disease is caused by poor diet or stress. While diet and stress can influence symptoms, they do not cause the disease. Crohn's is a complex autoimmune condition with a genetic component, and it requires medical treatment to manage. Another misconception is that people with Crohn's disease can't lead active, fulfilling lives. While Crohn's can be challenging, many people, including the famous figures mentioned earlier, have shown that it's possible to live a full and vibrant life with the right management strategies and support. Conclusion: Thriving with Crohn's disease. Living with Crohn's disease is undoubtedly challenging, but with the right tools and support, it's possible to manage symptoms and maintain a good quality of life. Whether it's through medication, diet, lifestyle changes, or a combination of these, finding what works best for you is key to thriving with this condition. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing Crohn's disease. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, while Crohn's disease is a part of your life, it doesn't have to define you. With the right approach, you can navigate the challenges and live a full, active life. Until next time, take care.